Rhyme.
And treason.
Everything is different, but the same. Things are more moderner than before. Bigger, and yet smaller. It's computers.
San Diego's high school football room!
Shit, people, we are back. It has been a little bit of time. We took a little summer break.
Yeah, no kidding.
A hiatus, so to speak, since we don't actually go to school, but anymore at least.
Schooled back to school. That's the theme of this show, episode 71, Rhyme and Treason Radio.
Kicked it off with some Nirvana from the Bleach album.
School.
I believe Chad Channies was on that album.
All right. Obscure Nirvana knowledge, I like it.
Yeah. For those of you that are massive Dave Grohl fans.
He's a schooled music connoisseur.
Wow.
DJ Gower, anyway.
I frequently do get schooled, but...
he's got a vault, an infamous vault. Millions of tracks, sound clips, genius.
It covers all genres, aspects, dynamics of music, and, you know, that's how we want you to thrive in this new school year, is just go ahead and be willing to accept all sorts of different ideas and thoughts, because it's all about diversity, and it's all about formulating your own opinion based on the knowledge of all other aspects, not just the one that you're looking through. So remember that, the prism is seen through both ends, people.
All right, some philosophy from DJ Gower. We're in Chico. He made the track.
Speaking of philosophy, we're going to get some wisdom dropped on us right now from the D, Tenacious D. And this is Rhyme.
And Treason.
Welcome back to school, kiddos.
Feeling the music from head to toe.
the days of old. Long live rock and roll. The beat of the drums loud and bold. Rock, rock, rock and roll. Feeling is there, body and soul.
Big Cage, Jables, how goes it, man?
It's good.
It's good. You know, I've been thinking a lot about it, and I just want us to be the best fucking band in the world.
Well, yeah, me too.
There's no point in doing it if we're not the best.
Well, it's true. I agree with that.
I mean, what? We're going to be, yeah, we're really good. We're like almost as good as Arcade Fire. Fuck that.
Yeah.
We got to leave those fuckers in the dust.
What do you think?
All those fucking youngsters got to fucking lick our boot or fuck it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Well, how do we do that, though? What?
Dude, you need to fucking have some lessons.
What?
No, you're really good, but you got to expand your game.
Lessons?
You know how Kobe in the offseason will go and, like, learn a fucking, you know, a Texas two-step or something to add to his arsenal?
That's true. That's true.
Been noticing some of your classic riffs are a little sloppy.
Really?
Huh. And I hope you're not pissed off at me, but I went ahead and hired a dude.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, no. What?
Dude, just give it a chance, will you? If you don't like it, hey, I swear, if you don't like it, we'll fucking fire his ass. He's out.
Who is this guy?
His name is Felix Char.
What?
He's from Spain, and he is the best. Okay. I got him from the fucking London Philharmonic.
I don't know him. It seems weird.
Would you just spend a minute with him?
Okay. All right. Bro. I'll spend a minute.
He's right outside. I'm sending him in.
Oh, God. Okay.
Why? Lessons. So stupid.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, I am Felix Char.
Hi. Felix? Yeah.
Yes. Jack has asked me to spend some time with you.
Oh, okay.
One-on-one. So while Jack is outside, we will work on your technique.
Okay.
Can I see your pickup? Is this your guitar here?
Yeah, I got it. I got it right over here.
It is a Fender, Is this a Fender?
Well, it's a Gibson.
Yes, a Gibson. Yes. Yeah. Made by the same manufacturer. Pick it up, please. Can you pick it up?
Okay, yeah.
No.
What did I do? What did I do?
You pick it up from the neck. Okay. This is not the way you pick up a guitar.
I just picked it up.
No. Hey. Cállate tu boca. You pick it up from the body. Okay.
The what?
The body.
Oh, the body.
I'm sorry,
okay,
about my accent.
I didn't know.
Now listen to me. I want you to play like it is a woman. You go and play the guitar now. Clay.
Okay.
Clay. No. Your fingers. Your fingers are too tight.
They're too tight?
Yes, let me get all behind right. you, like this, oh, you see.
I mean,
if I put my finger on your finger,
hey, what,
then you can feel.
Head
finger to your mouth. I put my finger on your mouth, on your lips. Yes, that's good.
Hey, man, nice. What are you?
Hey, you want to play like an orgasm?
I'm just trying. What?
Feel this. Do you feel that?
Oh, God. This is really weird, man.
That's my cock.
What?
It's my cock in your butt.
Oh, God. Hey.
Do you feel it?
No.
Now I'm going to touch your cock.
Ah,
let me touch your penis.
It's me. It's
what?
Me. It's JB.
God.
There's no Felix, dude.
What are you doing?
There's no Felix. I'm fucking waking you up.
What?
And trying to shake your foundations.
By touching me with your penis?
Yes, by fucking touching your penis. Whatever it takes. That's all I'm saying, dude. I'm making a point. Let's get fucking serious. Let's get fucking physical.
All right, let's take it from the top.
Popular figure for quite a long time, known to the whole world for what style of rhyme. But tonight, let's talk about the ones who bite, although they know they won't never get it right. Cause they have no class, and they have no shame. They'll bite another brother to boost their own name. Get paid correct on a one-way gimmick. I'm happy for your lowlife, but remember there's a limit to say. Teacher, tell me how you do it. It looks kinda easy, like there was nothing to it. But they don't understand that the man's will be the creator of the star. Teacher, tell me how you do it. It looks so easy like there was nothing to it. But I don't understand that the master will be the creator of the star. When I walk into a party, coke snorters laugh as the girls be crazy coming for my mere autograph. And they secretly admiring my new style of rapping. And brothers all around me out of vanity are snapping. The girls say, wow, Rick, you're so unique. Please tell us how you organize the words you speak. But my will says chill and I go up on my way, cause class will be taught some other day. So say, teacher, tell me how you do it. It looks kinda easy like there was nothing to it. But they don't understand that the ruler will be the creator of the star. Teacher, tell me how you do it. It looks so easy like there was nothing to it. But they don't understand the ruler will be the creator of the star. The world was dead quiet, and out of nowhere some boy starts a riot. He tore my clothes, I had to throw blows. A shotgun barrel was dead on my nose. I froze, it was Bigfoot in the toes. Yup, a bunch of small timers that be at all my shows. Surrounded the ruler with machetes too. They said, if you don't teach us how to rap, you're through. I said, okay, now let me go, please. I seen an officer, then the officer screamed, freeze. He said, Slick Rick, you okay? I had to play it off, some girls are looking my way. So I smacked foot in the face, I told him, I won't retire. And many years from now, I'll just be getting higher. For I am the master, said and done. My name is Ricky D, and I'm the only one, so say. Looks kinda easy like there was nothing to it.
You keep it going, man. You keep those books rolling. You pick up all those books that you're going to read and not remember, and you roll, man. You get that associate's degree, okay? Then you get your bachelor's. Then you get your master's. Then you get your master's master's. Then you get your doctorate. You go, man. And then when everybody says quit, you show them those degrees, man. When everyone says, hey, you're not working, you're not making any money, you say, you look at my degrees and you look at my life. Yeah, I'm 52. So what? Hate all you want, but I'm smart. I'm so smart. And I'm in school. These guys out here making money all these ways, and I'm spending mine to be smart. You know why? Because when I die, buddy, you know what's going to keep me warm? That's right. Those degrees.
They call me Mr. Know-It-All. I will not compromise. I will not be told what to do. I shall not step aside.
Thornton Mellon. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you, Dean Martin. President Sinclair, and members of the graduating class. I have only one thing to say to you today. It's a jungle out there. You gotta look out for number one, but don't step in number two. And so, to all you graduates, as you go out into the world, my advice to you is, don't go. It's rough out there. Move back with your parents. Let them worry about it.
once more. Back to the old school. Back to the old school once more. Back to the old school. There is changes of teachers, but the subjects remain.
Ja, Rastafari, dropping knowledge on me brethren, you know. This be episode 71, Rhyme and Treason.
Back to school. So we're here in Chico, and school's back. It kind of sucks. I love the Chico summers without students, but hey, bought a house near campus.
Can't complain.
For it's resale, you know, value and all that, so.
Yeah, wow, thanks. Yeah, for resale value. Yeah.
Wow. And all that. But anyway, yeah, they're texting up a storm on their skateboards, on their fucking bikes.
Get off my lawn!
I almost hit you. Get off your goddamn cell phones, people.
You smartphone abusers. Well, if you're so smart with your smartphone, go ahead and download this episode of Rhyme and Treason. Stick it in your back pocket. So, just in case you guys haven't known, because we were gone for a little bit of time, Rhyme and Treason Radio has just recently been picked up by one of our fans, has created their own podcasting sort of homepage, if you will, where it's a site that hosts a bunch of different podcasts all together in one website. So, that site's called podbender.com.
Check out Podbender. It's the shit.
Absolutely. So that is the best place to find us these days, podbender.com, because not only can you find us, as soon as you get sick of our show, you can go check out all the other cool shows that are on there.
Another podcast, the Punkcast, Brothers Grimm, Deputy Dog. Check that out. It shreds.
That's no longer on this horrible shit station known as Podbean.
Yep, we're still on Podbean.
Brothers Grimm,
$10 a month,
is now found at their homepage, which I believe is brothersgrimmpunkcast.blogspot.com.
Right. Nice.
So, shouts out to the bros.
Yeah, shouts out to the bros. We're here in Chico, Torpedo Keg, in the Kegerator.
IPA, all day long.
We're going to start drinking it soon, but, you know.
Well, we had
a lot last
we had about a 12 of them each last night.
Yeah.
Barbecued up a tri-tip and some linguica, Santa Maria style. Shouts out to all our Santa Maria peeps that we went to school with.
Yeah, that's right.
So here's to making new memories in a new school year. I don't know if you kids remember these things. They were called backpacks. We used to have them because it carried all of our books. I think you guys call it like a sleeve or something that you put your iPad in.
Yeah, no kidding. I don't miss buying the stupid textbooks. You try to resell them back at the end of the year.
For like...
discontinued.
How much did you buy this book for? $200. Great. When I resell it at the end of the year. How much can I get for this? $20.
Sweet.
Rhyme.
And bookstores suck. Treason. College bookstores.
Stay in school, kids.
Do you have to park so close?
Yeah, what's wrong?
You shouldn't be here.
Why is that, Alan?
I'm not supposed to be within 200 feet of a school.
Way. You aren't even listening. Take your deal. am I for me?
When you were a baby in your crib, your father looked down at you. He had but one hope. Someday my son will grow to be a man. Well, look at you now. You just got your asses whipped by a bunch of goddamn nerds. Nerds! Well, if I was you, I'd do something about it. I would get up and redeem myself in the eyes of my father, my maker, and my coach. Well, let's get those nerds!
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 What are we waiting for? Let's
my fucking life to learn the golden rule, and now I still can't get ahead no matter what I do. College education and punk is what I do. I was told with private schooling that I get much more. Diplomas told me shit, two kind of shits on floors. It's a joke, and I fell for it. A piece of paper is all I have. I keep a frame up on my bed, but I'd rather have a decent job instead. It only shows I wasted time. When I finished school, I thought that life would soon be cool. But now I work at Ogden Dons and feeling like a fool. I like to dream of Wall Street when I'm sleeping in a slum. Now I'm overqualified and still a useless bum. My accounting degree makes it so easy to figure 40 times the minimum wage. I spend every day handing out resumes. It's no wonder that I fail with this never-ending rage. Gotta get a better job, I gotta make ends meet to keep my mind out of the gutter and my ass off the street. Way too many graduates and far too little jobs. Feel like sending applications back with letter bombs.
Interpreting one of the easiest events in the last 20 years of American history. Now, can someone tell me why in 1975 we pulled our troops out of Vietnam.
The failure of Vietnamization to win popular support caused an ongoing erosion of confidence in the various American but illegal Saigon regimes.
Is she right? Because I know that's the popular version of what went on there. I know a lot of people like to believe that. I wish I could, but I was there. I wasn't here in a classroom, hoping I was right, thinking about it. I was up to my knees in rice paddies with guns and Edward going up against Charlie, slugging it out with him, while pussies like you were back there partying, putting headbands on, doing drugs, listening to the goddamn Beatle albums.
Hey, Professor, take it easy, will you? I mean, these kids, they were in grade school at the time. And me, I'm not a fighter. I'm a lover.
Well, I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper. But since you want to help, maybe you can help me, okay? You remember that thing we had about 30 years ago called that Korean conflict? Yeah, where we failed to achieve victory. How come we didn't cross the 38th parallel and push those rice eaters back to the Great Wall of China and take the first brick and nuke them back into the fucking Stone Age River? How come? Tell me why? Say it! Say it!
All right, I'll say it. Because Truman was too much of a pussy wimp to let MacArthur go in there and blow out those commie bastards!
Good answer. Good answer. I like the way you think. I'm gonna be watching you.
A good teacher. He really seems to care about what I have no idea.
Let me be your sun.
Rock and Roll High School, the Ramones. Before that, little Jeremy, Rhyme and Treason, episode 71, Back to School.
You know, thinking back, like, what was that, like 1992 that Jeremy came out from 10? So, I don't know if you guys remember, but this was back when MTV actually played music videos, and the whole concept of this video was about this kid who gets taunted, and then he kind of lashes out in school and attacks the other students and, you know, hurts himself and whatever. And I really don't think that at the time they realized how much that was going to represent the future of what happened in our schools these days. I mean, that
school
shit
shootings,
is...
what the fuck?
Elementary school shootings? Like, yeah, what okay. the fuck, okay. man? What is wrong with this world when we get to this point? I mean, if we have no respect for life of children, then God help us all.
It's a sad state of affairs, but we're wrapping up the show. Thanks for listening.
We're good to be back. We're happy to be back.
We're back.
There it is. Me first and the Gimme Gimmies coming at you to start the closing block.
Yeah, me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Paul Simon. Rhyme.
And thanks for listening. Treason.
Against the law, it was against the law. What did mama saw? It was against the law. Mama looked down and spit on the ground every time the name gets mentioned. Papa said, oh, if I get that far, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
I know that I don't know. let's practice using your subconscious mind.
So, it's our new batch of books. I think I should just kind of go through it and make sure that it's what we want in the store.
Okay, great.
New girl order.
It's a top-selling author. Do we want that in here?
No, we want bottom-selling author. You want to see my impression of Donna?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is her filing thing.
Oh, you wanted it today? Oh, okay, well, let me just...
Good, right?
No, that's a horrible, horrible impersonation, Don, and considering that that's your daughter.
Yeah, that's fine. Hi, welcome to Women and Women First.
Hi.
What happened to your pants?
They're frayed. The PSU bookstore sent me here. I'm actually just, like, getting a bunch of books for class, for my women's studies class. Do you have, like, a computer system where I can just look it up?
No, we are that computer.
We are the theorem.
Okay, different daughters... Vaginas and owners manual.
Oh, slow down. Different daughters. We carry. If we could order that for you, it'll take a year to get here.
It has to be written.
Who's your teacher? Marilyn Candle. Mm-hmm.
She's a little odd looking, isn't she?
Mm-hmm. I guess.
It's almost like they made her eyes weird.
They?
Here. Don't you think?
Like, who made her eyes weird?
Goddesses.
What's the name of the first book?
Vaginas and Owners Manual.
Hold on a second. Wait. I'm not looking for your book. This is something else. This is employees' rules.
Okay, well,
this class you're taking, you don't need it. We have classes here. Abby D's queer question. Why don't you take that?
I have pole dancing class that day.
Excuse me?
You pole dancing?
Pole dancing?
Exercise?
We're about to freak out right now. We're about 2 seconds away from jumping up on this table and kicking everything in sight, which, by the way, is our own property.
So I... I guess I'll just go somewhere else.
No. Let's find these books for you.
I can do it myself.
Oh, we don't want you to do anything by yourself. We'll help you.
Are you in a rush?
Yeah, actually, I kind of have to go. So.
Can I do my impression of you?
Yeah, actually, I've got to go.
Oh, that book's on my list.
Oh, can you put
a different daughter?
Can you put that away, please?
It's over there.
Every time you point, I see a penis.
Oh, I can't reach it. We'll have to get it for another time.
It's right there.
Can
you just get it? It's like, honestly, it's right there.
Let me show you.
It's right there.
At this time, we cannot get it for you.
You're
I can't reach it.
It. Why are you
I'm touching it, but that's not enough to pull it. I can rest my hand, but...
What's wrong with your hand?
This is my full extension.
Okay, can I get it?
It's not within reach, so let's just... We'll move on.
It's not within reach?
No. Can't reach it. Nope.
Can't reach it. Can you give me this book?
Fall is here, hear the yell, back to school, ring the bell, brand new shoes, walking blues, climb the fence, books and pens, I can tell that we are gonna be friends, yes I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Walk with me, Susie Lee, through the park and by the tree, we can rest upon the ground and look at all the bugs we found. Safely walk to school without a sound. We safely walk to school without a sound. Well, here we are, no one else. We walk to school all by ourselves. There's dirt on our uniforms from chasing all the ants and worms. We clean up and now it's time to learn. We clean up and now it's time to learn. Numbers, letters, learn to spell. Nouns and books and show and tell. Playtime, we will throw the ball. Then back to class, through the hall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. The teacher marks our height against the wall. We don't notice any time pass, 'cause we don't notice anything. We sit side by side in every class. The teacher thinks that I sound funny, but she likes it when you sing. Tonight I'll dream in my bed while silly thoughts run through my head of the bugs and alphabet. And when I wake tomorrow, I'll bet you and I will walk together again. 'Cause I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Yes, I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
You know, it's been 4 years since I graduated from the Handsome Boy Marlin School. And I just want to say that their $60 course has changed my life. Since my graduation, I've traveled to Prague, Milan, Paris, and Buffalo, New York. And I now drive a $50,000 La Force automobile with total suede package, with subwoofers, and specially designed custom glass rims. Also, in my closet, shoes. So many shoes you can't believe. And next to it, a drawer with the socks, full of socks. More than enough for each pair of shoes. Yes, that's how many. And the women, let me tell you, the women, my God, I can't go into the details, but all I could say is, I know all about the secret garden. So let me just say thank you from nearby the bottom of my heart to Ned and Chest for showing me beauty is truly in the eye of the tiger.
Now it's time for our wrap-up. Let's give it everything we've got. Ready? Begin.
Artificial amateurs, aren't it all amazing? Analytically, I assault, animate things. Broken barriers, bounded by the bomb beat. Buildings are broken, basically I'm bombarding. Casually create catastrophes, casualties, canceling cats, got the canopies collapsing. Detonate a dime a tank, daily doing dope. Demonstrations, Don Dada on the down low. Eating other editors with each and every energetic. Epileptic episode, elevated etiquette. Furious, fat, fabulous, fantastic. Flurries of funk, felt feeding the fanatics. Gift got great, global goods gone glorious. Getting godly in this game with the glorious. Hit him high, hella hype, historic. Oh, hey, Holocaust hymns, hear him holler at your homeboy. Imitators idolize, I intimidate. In an instant, I'll rise in an irate state. Juiced on my jams like Jerry Curls, jocking joints. Justly, it's just me writing my journals. Kindly, I'm kindling all kinds of King Kong. Karate kick type writs in my kingdom. Let me live a long life lyrically. Lessons is learned, lame louses just lose to my leverage. My mind makes marvelous moves, masses. Marvel and move, many mock what I've mastered. Niggas nap knowing I'm nice naturally. Knack never lack, make noise nationally. Operation opposition off, not optional. Out of sight, out of mind, widening opticals. Perfected poems, powerful punchlines. Pummeling petty powder puffs in my primes. White quaint coast, keep quiet as quantum. Quarrelers ain't got a quarter of what we got. A really raw raps, rising up rapidly. Riding the rushing radio activity. Super scientifical, sound search sought. Sonicing stupefied saps that are soft. Tails 10 times, talented, too tough. Take that, challengers, get a tune up. You universal, unique, untouched, unadulterated, the raw, uncut, verb by smart, victorious, valid, violate vibes that are vain, make them vanish, while I'm all well, what a wise wordsmith, just weaving up words, weeded up on my work shift, Xerox, my X-radiation glows, extra large, X-height letters, and xylophone tones, yellow back, jack mouth, young ones, yawn, yesterday's lawn yard, cell I yawn, zigzag zombie, zoom into the scene, as zero wins and thoughts over zealous rhyme, Z-Lot.
Good. Can you say it faster?
DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.